From the mirror. Woman shares tests every man must pass in order to date her, which includes paying the bill.
Of course it does. Of course it does, because everything's one-sided. And you gotta pass a bunch of tests to be able to date her. Now, does she have to pass any tests to date you?
No.
Not because you should feel very privileged to go out with her, because she's the prize, right?
Wrong!
The man kills the pig, butchers the pig, cooks the pig. Because women, you know, they can't be bothered to go into a kitchen these days because that's oppression. But the man being forced to go out and hunt for that wild boar with the tusks that could impale him and kill him, well, that's not oppression. Oh, no. But you stand behind in the house safe and sound with AC and cable and internet. Oh, that's oppression. Yeah, I see. I see. So she's the prize, huh? The modern woman who in no way, shape, or form adheres to her gender role, but the man adheres to his gender role. But she's the prize. Okay, I see, I see. Anyhow, before I get into this trash story, which I'm going to trash, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled, in-your-face nature of my content, please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest at the very least you follow me on Twitter and Facebook so you can be kept abreast of any new content that I post to my BitChute channel at bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And also at the bottom of the page at my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com, you will find three donation options. If you would like to be one of those people who contributes to my Patreon and therefore allows me to continue creating content. You get some nice juicy perks as a patron on my Patreon, and you get my undying love and affection for allowing me to continue to create content. So go check that out, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Anyhow, back to the story. So this woman, who is not very attractive, in my opinion, has a series of tests that she suggests all women make a man take. So, a list of shit tests. Lovely. And if you pass them, she'll date you, but not for long. Just long enough to, you know, get you to pay for some food. And then she'll dump your ass because you're a big pussy because you failed all the shit tests by passing them! So, a woman has sparked a debate online after she revealed she placed tests on men she dates to see if they're able to provide and protect her. What does she provide? My poom! And I got a cock. Big fucking deal. What else you got? Nothing. Gabby shared her strict dating rules on her TikTok. Boy, that is a just toxic place, that TikTok, man. Respectfully, Gabby, where she said she deliberately gives her potential partners subtle suggestions to see if they pass the test. So she's a master manipulator, maybe not a master, but she certainly goes out of her way to try and test men, manipulate men, to see how much they will allow themselves to be manipulated. So are they beta males or not? Well, even if you pass her test, you fail, because to pass the test means you're a beta male, and that means she's not going to stay with you for very long. Because women, no matter what they might say, they don't want to be with a beta dude. In a video that has been viewed more than 150,000 times, she explained that her first goal is to see if the man offers to pay for the first date. Okay, I don't understand this, ladies. You're obviously a diehard feminist. You're not a traditionalist. I can tell that just from this article, the tone of it, and your picture. With your fucking 2 inches of pancake makeup. And you're thinking that you're the prize? And you're going to test men to see if they're worthy of you? Yeah, that's feminist mumbo jumbo talk. So you're a big giant feminist. So you're not a traditionalist. So you are for equality. So why the fuck should he be paying all of anything? Shouldn't it be 50-50? No. Only when it benefits me. When it doesn't benefit me, then he's going to pay all. Yeah. Then it's all on him. I see. Yeah, like when it comes to providing and protecting. Yeah. Yeah, So feminism's not actually about equality. No. Only places that women want more representation. Is it about equality? Oh, usually jobs in big fucking cushy air-conditioned offices. Otherwise, oh no, you gotta protect me and provide for me. Nothing equal about that, but hey. So let's stop this conversation and the back and forth and the 50-50 bullshit. Oh, really? But you're okay with the 50-50 bullshit when it's in your favor? Yeah, it's a first date. He needs to be paying 100%. Why? Can you give me a reason? Can you give me some kind of retarded logical fallacy, special pleading argument that allows you to weasel out of your own logic? She revealed that if they don't pay the full bill, she's running in the opposite direction. Oh, boy. There's a video. I don't think I want to play it. Another test of Gabby's is seeing if her dates care about her safety. How do you do that? What, do you hire a mugger? How do you test a dude to see if he cares about your safety? Oh, my God. She recalled a time when she booked an Uber to get home after having a few drinks with a guy at a bar in Miami, Florida. The man's Uber arrived first, she said. Instead of leaving, he offered to wait with her until hers arrived. But Gabby declined. She said, if you don't care about my safety and making sure I get into my Uber safely, you're done. What are you, a porcelain princess? Wait. You're responsible for your own orgasm. You are responsible for, your bodily autonomy, my body, my choice. You're strong, you're empowered, you're independent. You're equal to a man. Why the fuck am I going to wait for you to get into an Uber? What are we living in Islamabad? What is this, the middle of the desert in Afghanistan? Are we in some fucking small Saudi village? Or if I don't wait with you when I'm gone, they're going to rape you and kill you? Are we in the hills of Afghanistan? What the fuck is this bullshit? It's the middle of America, yo. You're outside of a crowded bar, probably. I got to wait for you to get in your fucking Uber? What am I, your daddy? Get the fuck out of here. So you're not strong and independent. I see. But you want... So you're okay with feminism when it benefits you. I see. So you're perfectly fine with equality when it somehow gives you an edge, right? When it somehow gives you some kind of positive discrimination in your favor. When it allows you to, get equal representation on that board, on that 50th floor, in that air-conditioned office. Yeah, but otherwise, no. Fuck that 50-50 bullshit. Yeah. Great. This man failed my protection test, and he never heard from me again. So he failed your test. Okay. Did you tell him that you expect a man to treat you like a little baby? I want you to treat me like I'm strong and independent. Okay, well, then I don't have to wait for you to get into your Uber. You didn't wait! You're out of here. What is this bullshit? This is some of the stupidest tests I've ever seen. This is some stupid shit. Hey, ladies, do you actually want to find a man? Because you're sending all these mixed fucking messages. Either you're strong and independent, or you're weak and fragile, and you need a man to escort you everywhere. I mean, aren't you out on the street alone all the time? Do you ever go out alone at night, honey? You ever walk through a bad neighborhood, stupidly so, alone, in the middle of the night? Do you ever walk anywhere without a man? If the answer is yes, then what the fuck do you need him to wait around for? How is that a protection test? What am I protecting you from? I would think a protection test would be some guy's trying to mug you with a knife. And he disarms the guy or attacks him and takes the knife for you. I wouldn't do that, by the way. But, what are you, nuts? Wow, this isn't a protection test. This is a weed out every man on the fucking planet until there's none left. And then I'm miserable and alone with my 17 cats and 3 shelves of boxed wine wondering why I'm alone. Test. Men, you need to be walking her to her car, to her Uber. Yeah, talk about first world problems. To wherever, to make sure she gets home safely. Do I really? Am I getting anything in return? A kiss? A bang? A blowjob? Nah. You're just so wonderful and special. I should be your fucking chaperone for nothing. And by the way, before any of you ladies out there say, oh, dare you, realist, you've turned sex into a transactional thing. No, you ladies did that. When you didn't require a man to wife you up before you started hounding out the nookie. Don't blame that on me. That's on you ladies. Yeah. The third test involves Gabby saying she's cold. Whoa. To see if her date will lend his coat to keep her warm. You've been watching too many movies, bitch, okay? Number one, what happens if it's cold out and I give you my coat? Well, then I'm cold. Well, then doesn't that mean you just failed your own fucking test? Because you don't give a fuck whether or not I'm cold? By the way, why can't you bring a coat? Why the fuck do I have to pay for your bad decisions? So this is how you know she's a fucking feminist, because she sounds like a fucking socialist. She sounds like a Marxist, socialist scumbag, which is all feminism is. It's just cultural fucking Marxism. Gender Marxism. Oh, I fucked up. Man, you need to pay for my fuck up. Socialism. Oh, that's great. Yeah. So now he gets to be cold. So if he elects to be cold and uncomfortable, then he passes your test. But you fail your own test doing that. By taking his coat. Wouldn't you say, no, I don't want your coat. I don't want you. I want you to be warm. I want to see if you'll give me the shirt off your back. Oh, really? If you don't, you're dead to me. Oh. I'm going to be dead to you either way. This shit makes me laugh, man. First it's my coat. Now it's my shirt. What the fuck? If it's cold outside and I'm a man, I'm probably going to have a coat because I have half a fucking brain and I can think ahead past the current moment, unlike you ladies. Because if you could do that, you'd have a coat too and you wouldn't need mine. Well, I purposely didn't bring a coat because I wanted to be cold so I could say I'm cold to see if he would give me his coat and his shirt too. Wow. Boy, he'd have to be a big mangina simp to do that. And then later on down the line, not that far down the line, by the way, you're also not going to be interested in him, and he's going to be dead to you then as well, because he'd have to be a big giant pussy to do that. And women, no matter what they say, don't like big giant pussies. Since being posted, the video has racked up more than 20,000 likes. Yeah, of course it has. Of course. And in her comments, many from people who agreed with her rules and said they were common sense. Oh, these are common sense. This is what passes for common sense, huh? Contradictory bullshit. One person said, the girls who get it. This is not common sense. This is nonsense. This is fucking retard logic, okay? Another wrote, if a guy doesn't make sure I get home safely after a date, I won't go out with him again, no matter how good the date was. Is that a fact? Wait. Now you want him to know where you live? They want him to know where you live after the first date? I mean, unless he's going to go in with you and bang you. Aren't you ladies concerned about that? Because for him to make sure you get home safely, 100% absolutely, wouldn't he have to escort you home? Nah. That would be creepy. He wants to go to my house? Why does he want to go to my house? I'm not going to bang him. He knows I'm not going to bang him. I told him I'm not going to bang him during the first date. So he wanted to go to my house. Oh, so creepy. You ladies are looking for any fucking excuse you can possibly find to reject these fucking guys. That's all this is. That's all this is. As if you ladies don't have ridiculously high enough standards as it is. Now you've got these rules? And he's got to pass these little fucking tests? You're going to be alone forever. You're going to be alone until you die. You're going to be buried with your dogs and cats. I'll put a stipulation in my will that when I die, my babies are euthanized and buried with me. Oh my God, this is crazy. Third commented he used to pay for every date. I've never paid in my entire life. Yeah. And you are alone, I bet. Someone else said, normally I don't agree with tests because it's all about being sincere, but this is just common sense stuff to look out for the lady you're with. Oh yeah. Yeah. I get to go broke and be miserable and cold and possibly put myself at risk. For you! Sure. Why not? because there's nothing in it for me. Oh, Lord. But not everyone agreed with Gabby. As one viewer wrote, men don't need to provide and protect for every single woman that they meet. You're confusing a first date with a husband or a serious boyfriend. Ding, 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 ding! What obligation do I have to you? I don't know you! It's a first date! Who are you? These tests clearly show that you have no consideration whatsoever for my safety or well-being. Let alone the thickness of my fucking pocketbook. You don't care about spending my money, willy fucking nilly. You don't give a shit about me. Why the fuck should I give a shit about you? Because I'm a waiver with a poon that you want to get into, and I know that. Isn't that very transactional of you ladies? Aren't you objectifying yourselves? Shut up, bigot! We can do that to ourselves. We own ourselves. You can't do that. Only we can do that. But if you do that, doesn't that mean we're going to do that? And if you put yourself on a shelf and put a price tag on yourself, aren't I going to approach and treat you like the object that you are advertising yourself as? Oh, anyway, another added, test this, test that. What are we, in high school? Stop at the games and communicate. Way too grown up for all this. Yeah, what is this? This sounds like shit from middle school or fucking freshman year in high school or something. This sounds like the kind of shit that you hear from people who know nothing about a real relationship. Well, yeah, modern day women. Anyway, there you go. There you go. That's what we're dealing with these days. These entitled princesses. Of course, she's a queen. She's not just a princess. She's a queen. Yeah. It's amazing how many queens there are out there. Millions of queens. It always fascinates me how there can be so many queens. Aren't queens like queens of a country? How many countries are there out there? There could have must be a few hundred queens. But oh no, they're everywhere. Every woman's a queen. But no men are kings. Think about that one. Anyhow, let me know what you think of this broad. Do her little tests make sense? Even though she fails all of her own tests. Let me know what you think in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel. If you have not already, BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That is BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher, where all my content eventually ends up. And if you really like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content, again, go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Click on the donate button and consider making a donation. I could really use your help.